ISIS supporter pleads guilty to spreading terrorist propaganda online. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Houston. A 30-year-old Houston resident has pleaded guilty to concealing material support to a foreign terrorist organization and making false statements. Anas said is a pledged supporter of Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham, ISIS, and used various social media accounts to post, share, or disseminate ISIS propaganda. He also discussed ISIS propaganda using Telegram, where he received feedback on media he personally created. In one message, he discussed sending his clip to the Sar al-Khilafah Institution, which agreed to publish it on their channel. According to court records, Sar al-Khilafah, a.k., a Tower of the Caliphate, is a media entity that uses social media platforms to produce content ranging from operational security tips to guides on chemicals and explosives. They are also known for aggregating ISIS content online. Said admitted to knowing Sar al-Khilafah was a media entity working on behalf of, and in coordination with, ISIS. Prior to publishing his media, said removed his name as designer of the video, thus concealing his material support of ISIS. Said also pleaded guilty to lying to law enforcement regarding a weapon he possessed and discussed on social media. As part of the plea, he admitted to making the following statement. I am thinking and hoping to kill the infidels with a weapon and as many people as possible in order to heal my heart. U.S. District Judge David Hittner accepted the plea on July 24 and will impose sentencing October 16. At that time, said faces up to 10 years in federal prison for concealing material support to a foreign terrorist organization and a maximum of 5 years for making material false statements. He could also be ordered to pay up to a $250,000 maximum fine on each count. Said has been and will remain in custody pending sentencing. FBI Houston's Joint Terrorism Task Force, JTTF, conducted the investigation with special assistance from police departments in Houston and Sugar Land, as well as the Harris County Sheriff's Office. The JTTF also includes Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Immigration and Customs Enforcement Homeland Security Investigations, Department of State's Diplomatic Security Service, IRS Criminal Investigation, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Secret Service, Houston Metro Police Department, Customs and Border Protection, and Federal Air Marshals Service. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Stephen Schammel and Liesl Roscher prosecuted the case. Updated July 27, 2026.